Okay, we're going to go ahead and begin here. Again, welcome everybody to this month's TPS teleconference. This topic is overcoming negative questions and statements. If you have your report in front of you, that's great. We're just going to go right down each particular common challenge, common question, obstacle that occurs in the enrollment process of the martial arts school. Of course, if you have any additional obstacles or challenges, go ahead and write them down. You don't necessarily have to pause during the first portion of this teleconference because after each particular challenge, I'll ask if you have any questions because I want to make sure that we thoroughly go through each particular challenge, make sure that you understand it, and hopefully help you find a simple solution to every one of those obstacles. Basically, the enrollment process is very, very, very important to an average martial arts school. If you don't have the right person or the right knowledge or the right confidence in the enrollment process, you can lose potential students. 9 times out of 10, when a student doesn't enroll, it's not because they don't like you or they don't like the school. It's only because they just didn't get enough information or just enough gratification to make them feel like their time and their money was worth it. So let's go ahead and let's talk about each one of these because the enrollment process is almost like an art. I know there's a lot of scripts out there for enrollment processes. Everybody has scripts. Everybody has intro lessons. And although the scripts and although a structured intro lesson is fantastic, the problem with them is becoming parents are getting smarter and smarter by the day. So if they see particular sales skills that they've noticed maybe in their certain field of business or they've seen in other places, they're going to think that you're pulling one over on them and they're just not going to buy. The same thing with the script. If you're talking about a script or you're using a script, sometimes you lose that certain charisma and you lose that certain personality. And that's why the enrollment process is like an art form. It's almost like doing a martial arts form. You have to be able to incorporate your personality. You have to show your charisma without sounding like a salesperson and without sounding like a robot. So let's go ahead and let's cover these common challenges, and I'm going to give you some simple solutions, and after each particular challenge, I'll ask you if you have any questions, because we want to make sure that you fully understand it. The first challenge is number one obstacle that stumbles me even now. I had a lot of experience in the enrollment process, and we do very, very well in all of our schools, but even still to this day, when a parent or an adult says that your program just costs a lot more than I had anticipated, sometimes I almost start to stumble. However, I am getting a little bit better, and I'm sure we all agree that that is one of the number one challenges. And let me tell you, when somebody says that it costs more than what they anticipated or costs a lot of money, it doesn't necessarily mean that they can't afford it. I would say 7 to 8 times out of 10 when they say that it costs a lot of money, it's not because they're having financial issues. It's only because they don't see the value directly related to the price. So keep that in mind. And that's why when we're doing the enrollment process or we're using the intro sheets, we're always trying to find out what was your reason for coming into the martial arts school. Now, all these, just really quickly, all these challenges that I have here on this report are all based towards children, but you can definitely relate them towards adults. But just to kind of keep it consistent, I'm just going to go ahead and relate it towards children because the parents are a lot harder to sell than the average adult. So again, going back to the, it costs more than I anticipated, if in your enrollment process and during your, when you're setting the appointment, whether it was by phone or walk-in, one of the most important questions you need to find out is, why are you taking martial arts? Then the next important thing you need to do is you need to be able to relate the reason why they joined to the actual enrollment process. I've so many times, especially when I first started out enrolling people as a program director, I always saw on the guest slip or when I was making the appointment, I asked them why they joined, and they may say something like, to build Johnny's confidence or build his discipline. And I say, oh, okay, that's great. And then I totally bypass it and I forget it, and I never ever bring it up during the rest of the enrollment process, and that's where you lose them. So if you see here, this is just kind of a comeback or kind of a phrase or an idea of what you would say if somebody did the infamous price question. I'm just going to go through it just so that you can hear the tone and manner of the personality and the delivery. First thing I do is I explain martial arts is more than kicking and punching. Your child will build valuable social skills that will help them interact better with others. They'll learn how to take turns, share, display sportsmanship, The children will build confidence and self-esteem through their training. As their skill grows, their confidence will grow. As they overcome the challenges we give them, their self-esteem will grow. Martial arts also reinforces good discipline. Your children will be exposed to an environment where doing the right thing is much cooler than breaking the rules. They will notice that discipline is a way of life and not necessarily a responsibility. And as your children train through our program, they'll perform better physically and mentally. This means that they'll do better in other sports and get better grades at school. With all those benefits in mind, it is very hard to put a price on its value. Once you say that, and you don't necessarily have to cover all these areas, and I threw in all these areas. If you notice, I said sportsmanship, self-esteem, confidence, and so forth. I threw those in there because those are some of the key areas that parents are wanting to enroll their child for. But after you say and you explain how martial arts helps them with their particular need for coming into the martial arts school, pause. Wait for their response. You know, even myself, when I'm making a purchase, when I bought my truck, I already knew that I was going to buy my truck, and I knew what the price was, but even I said, well, it's a little bit out of my price range. It's just a typical negotiating skills. Right now I'm doing build-out on my new school, and we got our contracting information, we got our contracting bid, and although it fits right into my budget, I'm still even saying, well, it's a little bit more than what I thought, because people always want to try to squeeze you. So if you stand firm on your price and you explain that the price definitely equates the value of the program, wait and see what they say. Sometimes they'll say, okay, well, let's just go ahead and try it. If they're still not sure, that's where you throw in the 30-day guarantee. Now, if you have a fantastic martial arts school with great programs and a great staff, you may even want to offer something even more exclusive. One of our unique selling points at our martial arts school at On the Mat is that we have a 90-day guarantee. So after 90 days, if you are not satisfied with the results in our martial arts program, you are under no longer obligation for the rest of your training, but also we'll refund any portion of the money that you seem fit. Now, you notice that I say we don't say we'll give you 100% of your money back and we give you all your money back. We say we refund the amount of money that you seem fit. What that does is that forces the parent to give you feedback on why they didn't like your martial arts program and how much they want back. So if anything, if a parent says, well, you know what, after this 90 days, I don't think that it's worth it. I do think that it was worth some, so I would like to at least get 50% of my money back. Well, if I have to refund somebody 50% of their money back, I don't look at it as me losing money. I look at it as an investment because what I want to do is I want to get their feedback. Why do you think that it was only worth 50%? Can you tell me specifics? Because I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to make sure that our business is serving people's needs. And if in somebody's eyes I'm not servicing their needs, I definitely want to know about it. Also, another thing, think about it, if you did, knock on wood, you don't have to refund money, but if you did refund their money, then you've at least left on good terms. Because when somebody likes your business and they like your service, they're going to tell a friend. But when they don't like your business and they're not happy with your service, they're going to tell 8 of their friends. I find this in myself all the time, too, and anything that I'm doing, something that I enjoy or something that makes me happy, if I'm with a friend at that particular point, I'll say something about it. But when something really makes me mad or something really disappoints me, I'm telling everybody about it. That's just kind of the natural way. So keep that in mind. The 30-day guarantee, or if you want to be even more exclusive, having a 90-day guarantee definitely will help you overcome this objection. Because this way, you get them into the school, you let them see their personality or your personality, you let them experience your program so that you can translate the values, and look at it this way. If they don't join, if they say it costs too much and they don't come in, you don't get any money. If they come in and they train for 30 days and they pay, and then you have to give them their money back, well, yes, you're refunding the money, but it was money you wouldn't have gotten in the first place. And also, it's an investment for you to learn how to grow your business. So with that said, anybody have any kind of questions or any kind of comments regarding that particular challenge? Nobody has any questions or comments on that one?
Nope.
Okay, good. Then let's move on to challenge two. This is another famous one that whenever somebody says it, I almost just want to duck my head. I'd like some time to think about it. Again, that's usually because, or actually, it's completely because they see the price, they see the commitment, and they don't see how they relate. So if they want to go home and think about it, I can tell you that at least 50% of them are not going to come back. They just they weren't happy about it. They just didn't see how it related. So they're not going to come back in. So your goal is not to be a salesperson. You're not selling cars here, but to get them to come in and at least try it so that they can see. You know, unless you actually do it and feel it and taste it and touch it and smell it, it's really, really hard to determine whether or not it's worth it. That's why a lot of people have to test drive a car first, because they have to see how it drives. This is kind of the same thing, and you can use that same scenario with the 30-day guarantee. Say, I definitely understand that you want to make sure that you want to do the martial arts. It is a big commitment. Let me tell you that I will offer you a 30-day guarantee, or again, if you want to do the 90-day guarantee, come in, try the program. After 30 days, if you don't like it, not only are you not under any further obligation, but I will refund any amount of your money that you seem fit. Again, you're not necessarily giving away that money. You're learning to help grow your school. Now, just make sure that if you do lose a student due to the 30-day or 90-day guarantee and they do give you feedback, don't ignore that feedback, and definitely don't take offense to it. I've done that so many times where somebody said, well, you know, it was just too kiddy for me. And definitely that is an insult for us, and we never wanted to be insulted. But I can tell you, in the past, especially with our 5- and 6-year-old program, for a very long time, it was kiddy. We go in there, we play a bunch of games, we play more dodgeball than they've ever played in their entire life in one class. And it was kiddy. And with that kind of feedback, that's where we decided to create a program that was results-driven, that wasn't kiddie, that was going to make them awesome, push-ups, sit-ups, balance, coordination, focus, teamwork, memory, all those things you see in the Little Ninja program. Without getting that feedback from those parents, I would have never created the Little Ninja program, and we would never have the success that we are experiencing, and not just our school, but every school that's actually using the program. So keep that in mind, take that feedback, use it as leverage to help you make your school even better. Another thing that you want to ask them when they say that they need time to think about it is ask them, can I ask what your concerns are? Maybe I can help you sort through them. So many times in the past when I first started out as a program director and somebody said I needed time to think about it, my biggest comeback line was, okay, go home, think about it. Give me a call back if you decide that you want to do it. That was probably the worst thing I could ever do. I mean, the money was just walking out the door. The student was just walking out the door. Just extending the gesture, saying, can I ask what your concerns are? Maybe it's the scheduling. Maybe it's the price. Maybe it's the commitment. Maybe they're just not really sure what to expect in the classroom, and they're afraid to get their child into that kind of aggressive environment. And you'll never know unless you ask. And then once they explain it, then you can help them overcome it. And worst-case scenario is you reiterate that importance of the 30-day or 90-day money-back guarantee. Anybody have any questions on that one?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. Moving right along. Challenge 3. I'd like to talk it over with my spouse before I make a decision. This is another important one that we get all the time when you have a mom or you have the dad come in and bring their child. They want to sit down and they want to talk it over with each other. And that's natural. You almost want them to. You know, you really don't want mom to make the decision, go home, and tell her husband, hey, we just signed Johnny up on this program. I paid in full, so I got the discount. It was only $687, and he flips out. And the reason why he flips out is because he wasn't in that school. He didn't meet me. He didn't see how clean my school, how professional it was. He didn't see how our program is results-driven. So, of course, he's going to flip out. So when a parent says or a person says that they need to talk it over with their spouse, absolutely, that's very important. As a matter of fact, is your husband available to come in tomorrow? Let's go ahead and set up an appointment because I really want to make sure that he fully understands the value to this program as well, because it is a huge commitment. And make an appointment right then and there and get them back into the school, sit them both down, and then go over the value and benefits of the program. Don't just let them walk out the door and say, well, you know, yes, go home and talk it over with your husband and give me a call if you change your mind. Try to set that appointment to get them back in. This isn't a sales tactic. This is a smart tactic. You want dad to come in and see your program. You want dad to come in and meet you and see your charisma and see how outgoing you are and also see how great your facility is.
Great.
Any questions on challenge 3?
Nope.
Nope? Okay, great. Challenge 4, I'd like to shop around a little and make sure I'm getting the best deal. This is very common. You know, everybody wants the best deal. Like I just said, I related it towards buying my truck, or the same thing with getting my my construction negotiated. It's very common, but most of the time, parents, they're not really very familiar with martial arts and the difference between martial arts schools. I could tell you that every single martial arts school in my 5-mile radius, every single one of us are very, very, very different. I don't like to say that one of us is better than the other. I mean, we may be in some areas, but it's very hard to calibrate that. And it's very hard for parents to calibrate that as well, especially since they're not really familiar with the martial arts. So when somebody says that they want to shop around, say, absolutely, I totally agree, this is what I want you to do. Come on in, I'm going to let you take a free week of classes. That way, you have something to compare it to with the other school. It's very hard for you to compare price. I definitely understand. At least, if anything, come in and try my classes out for a week. It'll set a really good foundation so that you'll know, number one, how our classes operate, number two, how our staff works with your children, and number three, how your children respond to our staff. Those are all very important. Then if you'd like to go in and check out other schools, at least you have something to start with. Then I know 9 times out of 10, I get them on my floor for a week. I know they're going to stay because we are very results-driven martial arts schools, and if they don't, then I wasn't servicing their needs. I'm going to try to find a way to always make sure that I can improve my school and make it better. Any questions on that?
Okay.
Something around?
Sure.
No questions?
I have one.
Yes?
Buddy.
Yes.
Do you offer them a uniform with the free week or no?
No, I do not.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we are now, right now, our intro program is two weeks of martial arts classes. It's actually $49.95. You get your initial evaluation. You get 2 weeks of martial arts classes. You get the martial arts pants and the martial arts t-shirt. You don't even get the jacket. When you do the intro program, because that's kind of the edge to actually getting them to enroll. But no, you know, we've done the free uniforms in the past, and then the problem is when we give away those free uniforms, it makes it look like the uniforms aren't worth anything. And then when the parent wants to come buy a new uniform and it's $40, they think we're insane. So I try not to give away the uniform for free anymore. Even when we do our regular programs, it's the uniform price is incorporated into the registration fee. Any other questions? No? On that one? Okay. Let's see. We are on challenge 5. I was looking for a different style. Most of the time, the reason why somebody's looking for a different style is maybe because they're a martial arts enthusiast and they've seen a particular style on TV. Or another reason why they're saying they're looking for a particular style is because they have a friend who is in a particular style. Let's just use Kempo as an example. And they say how fantastic Kempo is. And their friend lives in another town, so they say, oh, okay, well, let me call a couple martial arts schools around my area, and I'm going to see if I can find a good Kempo school. And they call you, and you say, well, I'm a Taekwondo school. Oh, okay, well, I was looking for Kempo. And one of the reasons, and maybe it wasn't because they even like Kempo better than Taekwondo. They don't even know the difference. And that's something that you do want to explain if they say that they are looking for a martial arts or looking for a different style, is explain to them that most martial arts are very similar in the sense that you have kicks, you have strikes, and blocks. What I would like to do is offer you a week free classes, again, to come in, try out my program, try out our classes, see what our style has to offer. You may be impressed. It might be totally what you want. It might not be what you want, but at least you'll have some knowledge and experience and exposure to a different style of martial arts. So that's just inviting them to come into your school just so that they have a taste of the style. You're not trying to sell them. You're not trying to persuade them. You're just giving them a taste of something different. And if they like what they see and you have a great program and you are a great instructor, there's a good chance that they're going to want to stick with your school. Any questions on that one?
Mm-mm.
No questions. Okay. Challenge number 6. Why do I have to sign a contract? Like I said, people are getting smarter and smarter by the day. This generation, I think, is going through a major shift. It is going to be very, very, very hard in the next few years to get parents to commit to any kind of contract. As a matter of fact, in the state of California, there is a law that says that you are not allowed to sign a contract for more than $1,000. So all those martial arts schools that are very successful over there who have these Black Belt Club and Master Club contracts are going to have they're having a very, very, very hard time. So keep that in mind. One of the reasons why is because people lock them into the contracts, They come in, they neglect them, they don't care whether they train or whether they do train. As a matter of fact, some martial arts schools hold that they don't train. It's kind of like the gyms in the area. The local gym I belong to, Lifestyle Fitness, has over 2,500 members in it. And imagine if 2,500 people will try to work out at the exact same time. You can't. It's a nightmare. And a lot of martial arts schools, not a lot, but there are martial arts schools out there who believe in that theory. Let me just sign up a whole bunch of people, lock them into a contract, and hopefully they won't come all the time so that my classes are not overpassed. That right there really tarnished the martial arts industry, and it tarnished the martial arts image, and that's why contracts are becoming harder and harder. Another reason why contracts are becoming harder and harder is because if a parent wants to leave because they did not like your program and you do not let them out of that contract, that leaves a very, very, very bad taste in their mouth. So here's my suggestion. If you do have long-term contracts, if you do have contracts, and down the road they just really don't want to train anymore, and they come back and they fuss and fight, really try to work it out. Try to let them out for a smaller percent, maybe charge them a cancellation fee. I understand where people want to take people to small claims courts, but that's just making it harder and harder to sign up your next students on an agreement, so you do want to keep that in mind. But going back to the contract, again, the whole purpose of a contract is just to get them committed for a long period of time, because commitment is very important in the martial arts. You know, if you only train for 3 months in the martial arts and then you quit, you're going to lose everything just as quickly as you learned it. However, the longer you're in it, the harder it is to lose. Just like yourself, say, for example, you've been training in the martial arts for 4 years. You get a really bad knee injury, so you're out for an entire year. But when you come back, you don't really lose all your skills. A lot of the stuff just comes back to you naturally. One of the reasons why is because of that consistency and because of that commitment, because you've done it for long enough so that you acquired certain skills that you don't just necessarily lose. And that's what you want to explain to the parent. One of the purposes of a contract, number one, is because you really want them to understand the importance of commitment. Being committed will help you build good habits and build skills. Another thing is, this is a perfect opportunity to teach kids about goals. You know, we always talk about goal setting and how important it is for kids, and we try to find methods to teach them about goals and talk about goals when really the whole entire martial arts experience is a goal. And what better way to teach a child about setting a goal and fully committing to a goal than something like the martial arts? Because I would say out of all the goals that everybody sets in the entire world, maybe only 8% of them actually get accomplished. We all set goals and we never fully commit through them. One of the reasons why is just because we have a habit of setting goals and the minute it gets rough, we just want to quit and throw our hands up. And teaching our youth and teaching our children that that's okay is not a very good lesson. In the same token, if they do set a commitment for an entire year and 6 months into it, they don't want to train anymore and they want to throw their hands up, tell Mom this is a good thing, because now we can tell Johnny, no, you set a goal, and I want you to fully commit to your goal, because this is an important lesson. You can't keep setting these goals and breaking them for your entire life, or you will never succeed, and you will never fulfill your dreams. What happens when you go to college, you wanted to go to FSU all your life, all you wore is FSU clothes. You go to FSU, and that's a very hard college. Second year, you decide that you want to drop out. You're going to ruin your entire career, potentially, or you're going to break your dream, something that you've wanted to do all your life. So that's another reason why contracts and commitments are very important, and just being able to sincerely translate that to the parent will make a difference. Again, you notice I say sincerely translate it to the parent, telling them, well, you have to sign a contract because we're running a business and we have to ensure that you're gonna use our business or services. If not, it makes it harder for us. We're going to have to increase our prices and so forth. Yes, that is one reason, but another reason sincerely is the whole concept of commitment, teaching you how to set goals, and especially when the going gets tough, following through, because that teaches you valuable lessons that the only way that you learn those lessons is through experiencing them yourself. You know, you really can't preach to somebody setting goals and accomplishing them. You actually have to experience setting a goal, hitting obstacles, overcoming those obstacles, fully committing, and accomplishing those goals. Am I right? Don't we all agree? But the problem is when we get to that point in the enrollment process and the parent throws that back out that they don't want to sign a contract, we automatically get scared and we get intimidated. Mm-hmm. We forget the real reasons why we haven't signed a contract, and we just start thinking business-wise, and that's where you can actually lose the potential student. Keep that in mind. Any other questions regarding the contract?
Yeah, Melody. It's Brent Creasy of United Martial Arts.
Hi, how are you?
Good. In reference, I'd say that 90% of my contract objections are coming from my little ninjas and my karate kids, my 4, 5, and 6, and 7-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
And a phrase that I'm continually getting from that age group parent is, because we do talk about goal setting and the contract being a way to commit, and we use school as a reference. If you sent your kid to private school, you'd pay that tuition for the year, and if they didn't like it after 3 months, I bet you'd make them keep going because you knew it was good for them. But I get the parents constantly saying, well, you know, he's only 5. How can you expect a 5-year-old to make a commitment for a year?
Right, right.
And I'm wondering, I know that that's one of your primary age groups.
Right.
Do you have any cool phrases or ideas about?
Yes, I do. You know, because it's the perfect question. You know, how can I expect my 5-year-old to commit to an entire year? Exactly. How can you expect a young child to understand commitment, to actually do commitment? When do they start making the commitment? When they're 6? When they're 7, when they're 8, when they're 9, I could probably keep going because every child is very different. So when do you want to start teaching your child about commitment? Do you want to wait until they're 6? Do you want to wait until they're 7? Do you want to wait until they're 8? Should I keep going? The sooner you teach them about commitment, the easier it is to reinforce them. And a child as young as 5 years old, if you can teach them about commitment and reinforce that commitment, you're setting them up for a much better, more sound-minded future. But if you wait, you may have a harder time. The longer you wait, the harder it is. It's just very common. And I explain that to parents. And then I go back to the, let me have you try my program. Do it for 30 days. See the difference that it makes in your child. Actually do it for 90 days and see the difference. And when you see how valuable and how precious and how important our martial arts program is to your child's life, aren't you going to want the best things for your child? Don't you think that year commitment will make a tremendous difference in their life? And don't you want to set them up for the success? And that right there really starts to touch into a parent. And it's easy for us to say it and easy for us to believe it because we live the martial arts way of life. So all you have to do is just explain that passion behind the whole concept. Do you want to wait to teach your child about commitment when he's 6? Do you want to wait till he's 7? Do you want to wait till he's 8? You know, when children start developing their own minds is when they're 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. That's when they start growing up, and that's when they start having preferences. As a matter of fact, when you're 5 years old, that's the first time you have a best friend, right? And 5 years old is the first time you actually want to start picking out your own clothes. So you're starting to make decisions. So this is actually the perfect time. I think it's better to have a 5-year-old commit than it is a 13-year-old because I know that if I get that 5-year-old to commit, that 5-year-old has learned a very important lesson that I might not be able to teach that 13-year-old. It may be too late for the 13-year-old. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, actually. Yeah, that's what I was looking for is just another add-on or another approach to other than just well, we wanted them to make a commitment, we want to teach them goal setting, but
right. But
to counter with actually the fact that this is a great age to start them, or would you like to wait? Because
right.
The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
Perfect, perfect age. And just kind of off that particular topic, but the same thing with 5-year-olds, is like when they're crying. Like one of the things that people have asked me before is, well, in your 5-year-old classes, you give out skill stripes each class, and if the kid doesn't meet the certain requirements, he doesn't get a stripe. Is that correct? And I say yes. And they say, well, what about the 5-year-old who cries because he didn't get a stripe? Again, this is a perfect opportunity. You know, who's going to teach the child about working hard and in order to earning what they get? You know, teachers in regular elementary school, when the kid cries because he's not getting what he wants, the teacher doesn't always have the time or the patience or just the mannerism to tend to that child and explain to them. You got to work hard, come back, practice at home. When you come back, I'll test you again. Once you get it, you'll get your stripe. I think and I don't want to say, don't get me wrong when I say this, but I think it's almost a good thing. You know, if a child does cry in my class because he didn't get a skill stripe, that's good because now I know that I can take him under my wing, teach him the importance of working hard and earning that skill stripe. The same thing if the child wants to quit. If a five-year-old comes, if a parent comes up to me, it's 6 months into the contract and says, look, my five-year-old doesn't want to do it anymore, I think this is a good lesson. This is where the value of the martial arts all comes into play. Because now we can sit down with Johnny and talk to him about the commitment, motivate him, get him to set that goal, and then a year from now or 6 months from now go, now look, Johnny, you see, you set your goal, you accomplished it, you committed it. Congratulations, that's a fantastic achievement for somebody your age. And that's actually better than maybe them not even knowing that. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Going on, does anybody else have any questions on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Nope? Okay. Going on to challenge number 7. I'm uncomfortable with somebody else accessing my bank account or credit card. That challenge is starting to diminish because everybody is automated these days. But one of the things that I say is this is the most efficient way for us to run business. Honestly, if we had to give everybody coupon books or we allowed everybody on coupon books, my prices would probably be anywhere from 25 to 50% higher because everybody forgets to mail in those coupons. They don't necessarily not want to, but they may forget. So that's why automation is very important. But also there are laws that do protect them, and there is all kinds of fraudulent protection that there is out there nowadays. If you have a billing company, that's the best thing. And, of course, all of you guys are on your conference today because you are working with one of the best billing companies in the martial arts industry, and you can use that. Their reputation definitely speaks for itself. But, again, if they are uncomfortable with the automation, you offer them a 10% discount for an advanced payment option. Or, as a matter of fact, one of the things that we do now is we don't have paying fools anymore. We have these VIP cards. And you can buy a 6-month VIP card, which pays for an entire 6 months of programs, plus entire 6 months of your training, plus you get 10% off of products and discounts. Or you can buy the 1-year VIP card, and it looks like a little gift card or like a credit card. And those work really well. So if somebody is uncomfortable, give them the painful option. Try to steer clear of the coupon books because it really is a lot of work going after them. It's a lot of stress on your part. So if you can, stay away from that. Try to get to the automated EFTs, credit cards, if you can do that nowadays because it is a lot easier. It's a lot more efficient, and you'll notice that your monthly billing will start to increase and your delinquencies will start to decrease if you don't allow coupon books. Any questions on that one? No questions? Okay. Going on to challenge 8. Suppose my child changes his or her mind in a few months. Can I cancel? This one kind of, I actually should have tied this one in with the signing the contract because it's the exact same situation that we were just talking about. If they change their mind about commitment, they often develop a habit of changing their mind when something just doesn't go their way. Many children change their minds weeks or months into an activity, and they do so just because they stumbled over some simple challenge. And if that happens, all you have to do is discuss with the child, find out why they don't want to do it anymore. That's an opportunity to help you and your child overcome that obstacle. So this is something, again, that could be a good thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing. You want to try to find the reasons why they want to quit and help them overcome those obstacles because that's where the value of the martial arts is identifying a problem, finding a solution, and overcoming that solution. That's where your monthly tuition, if you're charging $99 a month, if you're charging $159 a month, it's worth it to me. I'm not a parent yet, but it's worth it to me if somebody could teach my child about habits and about setting goals and about staying committed to things. And sometimes the only way that people are going to learn is through actual experiences. So if they actually experience that stumbling block where they don't want to do it anymore and they want to quit, that's actually a very great opportunity to teach them the importance of commitment and goal setting. Any other questions on that one? No.
Hello, Melody.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Al. I'm from Dragon Temple Martial Arts in Canada.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great.
Very good. I have a question about the challenge number 8.
Okay.
I refer to your note here. It says the problems they will face in the future by allowing their children to quit when they choose. The problem is actually some of the kids really it comes to the children that they quit, not the parents. So I feel that some cases that happen in my school,
mm-hmm.
parents don't really let them quit.
Right.
Children quit, and they really don't want to go, and they are desperate. They say, okay, we can't force the kids. So what will the answer of this case?
Well, that is a very good question. And when parents say, I don't want to force my child, it's basically them saying, I don't want to be a parent. Although, you know, I can get away with saying it to some of my parents because I have that relationship with them, and they know how fully dedicated and committed I am to just a fantastic martial arts program. But really, that's what they're saying. And, and you want to try to find a way to point that out and say, I understand you don't want to force your child not to commit, but let's think about what you can force and what you can't force. And the less things that you enforce on your child, the harder it is to be a parent and the harder it's going to get to raise them. If you force them to eat their vegetables, if you force them to do their homework, if you force them to stay committed to their goals that they set, as opposed to a parent who doesn't force them to eat the right foods, a parent who doesn't force them to do their homework, and a parent who doesn't force them to stay committed, which child do you think has a better chance at success? It's the child who has the parent who does enforce the rules. As a parent, I understand that you don't want to force them if they don't want to go, but if you don't force them to do things that you know are good for them, I can understand if you don't want to force them to play Nintendo all day. I can understand if you don't want to force them to watch Barney on TV. You know, I can understand if you don't want to force them to play with a kid down the road. But this is one thing. Number one, we're talking about commitment, but number two, we're talking about something that is very good for their life. Discipline, confidence, self-esteem, all these things are very important, and they're getting more important by the day for children. And if you don't want to force them to do this, what are you going to force them to do? And that's something that you want to think about as a parent. And maybe it's time for you as, again, I'm just kind of thinking out loud, but it's time for the parents to step out of the box and say, if I don't force my child to do this, then I'm teaching them bad habits, or I'm not being a parent, because as a parent, I am the enforcer. That is my duty. Nobody else is the enforcer. I am the enforcer. So they have to think about that and take that in consideration. But ultimately, in the end, it's their choice. So when I tell a parent, they step out of the box and think about it. Who is going to force your child? Who's responsible for forcing your child? Really, it's you. But if, you know, if you choose to not want to force them to do things, then that is your choice. And again, I just put, it's like putting the ball back in their court. It's basically like, tell me that you don't want to be a good parent, and then I'll let you go. But then that's something that you have to live with. And of course, I would never tell the parents this, but this is what I'm thinking, because I'm not thinking about them forcing their child to come into my school so that I get their tuition each month. I'm thinking about them forcing their child to come to my school so that their child understands the importance of commitment, and so their child is exposed to an activity that's going to be very important for their life. And when you sincerely, truly, honestly believe that, it becomes very natural and very easy just to come back to the parent and say those things. But you have to honestly believe that. But I'm sure you guys all do. That's why you're here.
So we'll let them know that forcing at this case is okay because it's good for the kids.
Yes. It's your job as a parent to force it.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions on that one? No questions? Okay, let's move on. Challenge number 9, do I have to commit to a year? My programs are a little bit different. I do goal-based programs, so I don't have year commitments, but a lot of schools do have a year commitment. And there's many reasons why people have year commitments, but let's look at the two most important ones. Number one, a martial arts school has a one-year commitment because you're running a business, you have bills to pay, you have to pay your utilities, you have to pay for marketing, you have to pay for your staff and so forth, so you need those one-year contracts because you need to have those receivables coming in on a monthly basis, right? Number two, the one-year commitment is a perfect equation for building their habits. 6 months is probably the least amount of time to build any kind of habits, you know? If somebody's taking martial arts for 4 months, they're probably going to lose what they learned in 4 months just as quickly. You know, when they get to 6 months, whatever, it took them 6 months to learn certain habits, they'll keep some of those habits. But for a full year, coming 2 times per week, training in a positive atmosphere and a positive environment for an entire year, you're going to walk away with some really good habits. You're not going to lose all of those habits. It's enough time for some really good, solid reinforcement. And if somebody were going to ask me, why do I have to commit for a year, that's what I'm telling them. Because of the good, solid habit building and reinforcement of the 2 times per week staying committed, of all the training, all the positive exposure, the self-discipline, not to mention that they're learning self-defense here, right? They're getting in shape physically. They're getting in shape mentally. They're getting in shape intellectually. And they're also getting in shape socially because we all reinforce positive behavior and discipline in the classroom. So think about it. Think about how great your child is going to be a year from now, coming at least two times per week and building their physical skills, building those mental and emotional skills, building those social skills, and exercising their brain, those intellectual skills. After 1 year, your child is going to be solid. The difference between a child being in my martial arts program for a year compared to a child being in a martial arts program for only 4 months is very, very different. It's huge, tremendous. The chance of the person who's been there for a year, the chance of them having success is going to be a lot higher than the other child. So that's something that you want to keep in mind, and that's how, again, that's how I'm saying it to the parent. I'm not saying it because I want their money whether they train or not. I'm saying it because I want them to, if they ever decide to leave the martial arts, or if they're only going to train for a year, I want them to walk away saying, I took martial arts when I was a child, and it was one of the best activities I ever participated in. And one of the only ways that I can feel comfortable knowing that they're going to think that or feel that or experience that is if they at least commit for a year, at least 1 year. Any questions on that one? No questions on that one. Okay, then let's move on. The last challenge. I'd like some time to make sure that he or she really wants to do it before we commit. Again, this is where a 30-day or a 90-day money-back guarantee can help overcome that obstacle. You know, sometimes they just don't really understand what the 30-day guarantee is, and I agree. You know, I don't want you to commit for a year if you decide in 2 weeks, wow, I don't like all this kicking and punching and yelling and screaming, or wow, this person's just way too hyper for me, and it almost makes me want to go crazy. You know, if they really don't like my school, I don't want them being in my school. That's why we offer the 30-day, or that's why we offer the 90-day guarantee. So if somebody says, I'd like to make sure he or she wants to do it before we commit, that's fine. You know, basically, this agreement that you're signing doesn't necessarily lock you into it for that full commitment until after 90 days. But within 90 days, you should be sure whether or not you're going to want to do it for the rest of the time. I can guarantee you and I assure you that you take my class for 90 days, you're going to want to do it for 90 years. But you have to see for yourself, and that's why we offer the 90-day guarantee. Okay, so hopefully this report and hopefully just that angle and that approach about being very passionate about all the values in martial arts will help each and every one of you. Again, scripts are very important for staff members and for people so that you don't miss out on, for people who may miss out on certain formalities or certain things that you want to ask and gather for your enrollment process. But at the same time, scripts can be retroactive because you lose your charisma and you lose your personality. So if you are going to use a script, modify it, practice it so that you know it so well, you can throw in your charisma and you can throw in your personality. And also, don't forget the reasons why you're doing martial arts. And yes, we all have all this training and education on sales and business and everything, but essentially what it comes down to is that martial arts is one of the greatest activities, sports, hobbies, whatever you want to categorize in the entire world. There's so many benefits to it. I know that it's changed my life, and if I wasn't in martial arts, no telling what I would be doing, but I can't think of anything else that I would ever want to do in my entire life than to train in martial arts and also teach in martial arts. And it just comes out in my passion and in my expressions in the enrollment process. And I'm sure all of you agree with me on this, and I'm sure all of you have experienced some of the same situations as I have. I guess the next important step is just being able to train your staff and to extend that passion and that knowledge about how fantastic martial arts is for people so that they, too, can have a very good enrollment process. So at this time, let's go ahead and open it up for any questions, comments, feedback. Are there any other challenges that maybe I didn't touch on today that you have any questions on?
Melody, my name is Sandra Flowers, and I am with Gold School Unified Taekwondo in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
And I am one of these people that have a difficult time making closing, so this script has been beneficial to me as well as this teleconference.
Very good.
My question is that I had a person call, and he's paying for another adult's lesson, And he decided that he didn't want to go through our billing agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I said, well, the price will increase because you don't want to do that. He wants to pay a month-to-month thing.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking at your suggestion of the VIP cards for the 6 months or 12 months.
Yes.
Now, how are you breaking that up in regards to relationship to a full 12-month program? Is it a higher price, less classes, or, you know, exactly what's encompassed in that?
Well, basically, what I did for each one of my VIP cards is I took the average monthly price. For example, for the goal-based program that we have, it's $99 a month for the beginner. So I just took 6 times $99, took 10% off the top, and that's the price of the VIP card for the 6 months. You could do the same thing for a year. You could just do 12 months times $99. Then take 10% off of that, and that would be your one-year VIP card. Another thing that we are going to be experimenting with is we're going to be experimenting with the one-month VIP card, where mm-hmm. you pay $129, and it's just 1 month. Mm-hmm. You also get 5% off of, with that VIP card that says on the back, you get 5% off of any products, events, activities in that month. So if you want to go month to month, that's fine. Just each month, you just buy that 1 month. It's $129 VIP card. Just a tangible card seems to really be very enticing to a lot of people. It adds a lot more value. Same thing with the 6 month VIP card. You get not only do you get the 6 months of training, but you also get 10% off of products, special events, activities, and so forth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Other questions, comments?
So essentially with your VIP card, it's on your end, it's just a 6 month or a 1 year one pay.
We have a 1 month, we have a 6 month, and we have a 1 year.
But by extending the VIP card with a little discount on sundry items,
mm-hmm.
it gives a little bit of a different impression then?
Yes.
Because basically they're just still paying for 6 months up front.
Basically it's a 6 month pay in full, but just having the card, the tangible card, we sell them a lot easier.
Really?
You know, than just kind of
that's real interesting,
selling an invisible concept of 6 months, you know.
Right, it gives them a hand, and they're a member of a club, which everybody wants to be a VIP member of everything.
And, you know, the 10% discount off of the products and the events and stuff like that is also very enticing. But here's another thing that you can do, too, because this will help you build corporate relationships with local businesses. Say, for example, we work with Outback Steakhouse. I'm sure everybody knows has heard of Outback. We do, every quarter, we go in, we do a board breaking competition in their parking lot, Sundays at 4 o'clock. We do whatever we raise money for, we raise it for a local charity. Outback Steakhouse always donates $250 to the charity that we're raising money for. But also, once a month, Outback Steakhouse passes out these guest passes to their employees, to the servers, that they can give to customers who come in and have dinner. When they give them their check, they give them one of our guest passes. And what we do is every time we run that special, we give the manager of the Outback Steakhouse a 6 month VIP card, and they give it to whoever the employee is that is ringing up the most sales for that particular night or that particular month, so they can run contests with it. So, you know, going in there and informally asking a manager of a restaurant or a manager of a local business or an owner of a business, hey, you know, would you pass these out to your customers, or will you put this lead box up, or will you hang this poster, or will you do this or do that, and I'll give you some free classes, sometimes they're just not really going to bite. But if you have that card and you put that card on the table and say, look, if you do this, I'm going to give you this, you're going to increase your chances of getting a response from them. So it definitely is very helpful. If you're not a Schumann Concepts member, send me an email, melody@ppsbilling.com, and I will send you the VIP card report that we did on our website. If you are a Schumann Concepts member, just type in VIP in the search bar, and that report will come up. But if you're not, let me know. I'll send you that step-by-step report. It tells you the prices, the value. It even tells you where to go to actually get your cards done.
Awesome.
Hey, any other questions?
Melody.
Yes.
I had a question about, I can't remember which point number it was, but the I have to talk to my spouse issue.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of in the middle of a process right now to try to systematize that so that each one of the constituents knows, each one of the parents knows that they should come in for that last intro lesson or whichever it is, that enrollment process. Do you have any, like, specific, have you ever experimented with that? Do you have any, like, specific copy that you're sending home or anything like that to kind of increase the percentages of both parents being in the room at the same time?
I don't have anything written. I think that's a fantastic question. Send me an email with that request again, and I will put something together for you.
Okay, great.
And
thank
if it's
you.
Something that I can put a lot of time in, maybe that will be one of our upcoming PTS reports. Good
great.
Question. Thank you. Any other questions? No other questions. Okay, well, thank you guys very much again for attending this month's PTS teleconference. I believe that it was recorded and it will be posted on the PTS site shortly. If you have any other questions regarding these obstacles and statements and so forth, and you want to do some role-playing, don't forget, you can call PTS and you can arrange for a 20-minute consultation. And I would be more than happy to sit down with you and role play back and forth so that you feel very comfortable with it. If you have any questions, you can shoot me over an email, melody@ppsbilling.com. I'm here to help you to do everything that I can to make your job easier. Also, guys, I'd like to hear your feedback on what you thought about this teleconference. Make sure that we are on the right track, we're servicing your needs, we're giving you value. And if there is a particular topic that you would like to hear about on one of the upcoming teleconferences, I believe that 3 PTS clients asked me about this particular report, and that's why we selected it. So if there's something that you want to hear about, I do all the work. I research and I develop a step-by-step report for it, and then we back it up with the teleconference. So if you have a specific need that you really would like to get a lot of information on, shoot me an email and put in your request. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy
thank
the conference.
You
guys have a great day.
You too. Love it.
Thank you.